Good morning and welcome to the BISD Roundtable. I'm your host, Ed Pothel, and joining me this morning is the Brenham School District's Social Emotional Coordinator and National Certified Counselor, Rebecca Waxler. And Rebecca, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here this morning.
Great to have you here. And of course, this is a, I would imagine, emotionally, a crucial time of the year. The holidays are just about here, generally seen as a positive festive time, but I think as anyone can tell you, it also creates a lot of anxiety. Are there ways to combat that?
You know, from a mental health standpoint, absolutely. You're exactly right. This time of year does the hype, everything that it brings. It does create a lot of anxiety. The biggest thing is moderation. What everybody can do is just moderate. Avoid the overdo. You know, we have these tendencies. Oh, it's the holidays. We're going to overdo. We're going to overcook. We're going to overdecorate. We're going to overbuy. And all of that over really is a lot. So moderation is a number one key. Giving yourself permission, not to be perfect is the other key. Everybody wants their home to look perfect, the perfect gift, their kids, the pictures, everything. It's okay. The imperfections are what makes those memories so valuable sometimes. I'm going to urge everybody not to start anything really big right before the holidays. No new diets and those kinds of things. Moderate. No big home improvements if you don't have to, if it's not needed. Don't do that during the holidays. You have enough on your plate as it is. And a big key, I think, Ed, is going to be planning. Planning as far as budget and your time. If you're not budgeting your time, time gets away from you. If you're not budgeting your money, if you don't have a set amount or have an idea figure for what you want to do for this particular gathering or these particular presents, it'll get away from you quick. You know, and the last thing I want to really mention as far as the anxiety part of it is just being mindful. If you are spiritual, tapping into the meanings of what the holidays can bring, not tapping into the materialism sometimes can really help bring that anxiety down.
All right. And now, in addition to feeling anxious and overwhelmed, are there any other negative emotions that are more common during this time of year?
Absolutely. You know, we see a rise in depressive symptoms. We see a rise in people just feeling lonely, isolated, and generally just not feeling like they're good enough. Again, back to that holiday hype. But whatever the feelings are, the best ways to combat those are just focusing on gratefulness. What are you grateful for in this period, in the season of your life? Again, focusing on the spirituality aspect of things. Really trying to put time toward volunteering. Giving back is a big way to take focus off of yourself and negative emotions. Looking at your hobbies. Investing time into those other kinds of things that you like, whether it be music or plants, painting. There's lots of different hobbies that people have, and really focusing on those hobbies can keep those depressive symptoms from setting in. And then just creating other positive coping skills. You know, you can Google those. They're everywhere. Try what works for you, because not everything works for everybody. But working on those focused breathing, exercising, and that just means, you know, stretching or taking a quick walk, seeing what kinds of things kind of calm you down. It is proven that with exercise, our serotonin levels do increase. When you have raised serotonin levels, those symptoms and those feelings of depression do naturally fall. No medication needed, just take a little walk, and that helps out a lot.
Now, what about direct suggestions for those who are dealing at this time of the year with the loss of a loved one?
Oh, wow. You know, thank you for that question. That's a really great question. With COVID being as prevalent as it has been, that's going to be on the rise this year. Things like that started back in February, and so this is going to be our first holiday season, and a lot of people have had a lot of loss. And the main thing is, don't feel pressure not to miss them. You know, the holiday season, as you mentioned at the very beginning, it's a very festive time, and sometimes people feel guilty when they don't feel, you know, super jolly or super festive. That's okay. It's okay to go through those feelings. But you know what? On the other side of that coin, a lot of people feel guilty if they don't miss that loved one. And that's okay, too. It's okay not to have that grieving completely saturate your life. It's okay to smile and have a great time. It's okay to celebrate with your family. While you are dealing with the loss of a loved one, family member, friends, anything like that, reliving the memories that they brought is important. You will have those. Go ahead and relive those. Don't be afraid to allow your heart and your mind to remember some of the funny things that they did. Talk about them with family members. Talk about those things with friends. It's really great to be able to process those emotions. And then create something lasting from those memories. Was there a food that they loved at Thanksgiving? Go ahead and make that. Celebrate that. Let that be a celebration of their life and enjoy that. Don't try to cut that out. It's important to continue to remember and create new traditions. If they were a part of an old tradition and now that's not going to be able to happen, figure out a way to make that new tradition.
Now, how can we help ourselves prepare for those tense or awkward moments that often surround family gatherings?
Love that question, because I think we all have those family members and things that we know generally happen. You know what? A good offense is going to be your best defense. Let's prepare for it. You know it's going to happen. And I'm not saying that to create more anxiety about the situation. I'm actually giving you, permission to relive some things that have happened in the past. Look at some of those situations that might arise. How can you deal with them in a healthier way? Sometimes we say things we don't mean. Sometimes our tone gets a little out of whack. Can you practice that? Can you expect that might happen and say, you know what, I'm going to, I know that this could happen, so I'm going to just take that tone down. Even slowing your speech consciously can help calm you, taking those extra breaths. And if you need to excuse yourself, by all means, take a break, walk outside, take a couple deep breaths, or even a walk around the block. You know, those things can really help. The main key is remembering you're in charge of your emotions. Don't allow anyone else to push your buttons. Those are your buttons.
All right. And how about any tips for eliminating those post-holiday blues?
The post-holiday blues. Wow. Once you make it through the holidays, you think you're scot-free, and then all of a sudden, wow, something else sets in. You know what? The key to eliminating the post-holiday blues is taking care of yourself during the holidays. A lot of people don't realize that, but maintaining yourself during the holidays is the most important aspect. Taking care of yourself physically, making sure you're still getting that exercise, and you are getting plenty of rest because you don't want to crash on the other side of the holidays. It's totally normal for us to overindulge a little bit with food and drink during the holidays, but just monitor that. You know, make sure that you're also eating a variety of healthy foods, lots of water, those kinds of things. So really look at trying not to overindulge as much as you have in the past, because on the backside, you'll feel a lot better when you maybe didn't put on a couple extra pounds, or you're feeling a little bit better about yourself. And, you know, directly after the holidays, it's important to be able to set some new goals and go ahead and start them. We don't have to wait for the new year to set those new aspirations. Oftentimes that 1 week between Christmas and New Year's is that time where we just feel off. Go ahead and use that time to reset, and that way you're ready for that new year. And we're going to hope that 2021 brings us a lot of prosperity and blessing. 2020 has certainly brought us more than what we bargained for.
I'd say 2021 can't be any worse. At least we've got that to look forward to.
Exactly.
Anything else we need to touch on this morning?
You know, I just want to mention that this topic is important because during the holiday season, we all do feel a little bit more anxious. We do feel a little bit more pressure to perform. It's often that we do miss things and people a little bit more, and so that lonely or isolated feelings come in. If some of these tips help, that's great. Make sure that you're reaching out to family and friends that you do have around you that you trust. If you're feeling that kind of pressure, if it starts getting worse, make sure you reach out to a mental health professional because we don't want things to go even further.
All right. Rebecca, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much, Ed.
Our guest this morning has been BISD Social Emotional Coordinator and National Certified Counselor, Rebecca Waxler. We appreciate her joining us this morning. We will remind you, we will not be here next week because the school district will be off for the Thanksgiving holiday. We will be back again 2 weeks from today with the BISD Roundtable here on KWHI.